So
everything becomes immersed in that. So this Swanath Chakravarti Thakur tells Parthiva.
He cannot stop himself?
Maharaj,
not yet himself.
Somebody told me that he has written so many books, and the Vaishnav Samaj had decided that not all these books were for everybody. So they took some of these books and they made Granta Samadhi. Is this true?
No. This is quite
wrong.
Wrong. The books which became old,
they put in Granta Samadhi.
Of Goswami, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu, Ujjal Nilmani, and all others, they became
old
and
spoiled.
He rewrote. And he ordered all the Vaishnava of that time to rewrite. And they, when all were completed,
they put all one in Samadhi.
But because anyone could not read, torn and all in condition.
The old ones were put in Samadhi.
Granta Samadhi dekhechilen Sanatan Goswami Sanyasane.
If our Guru Devi is in so, we can give Samadhi?
Yeah. Oh, in present, no. Of course not.
Chalo. At the same time, she came in a very ordinary dress. And he done parikrama of Mahaprabhu and bowed down and he sat, and very slowly and gently he began to serve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And telling this sloka in very sweet way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once became alert. He thought that how sweet nectar is coming in my ear. From where it is coming, he did not understand. And he did any effort to know that from where it is coming. It is coming and coming. And he became out of him. No? And he was hearing patiently, no breath, no kampan,
trembling,
anything. As it is, he is a roller, I mean, wooden, anything, steel. Very patiently he was hearing. When he came to Tvakathamrutam, Tapta Jeevanam, Kabhireditam, Kalmasapaham, Samana Mangalam, Srimadatatam, Bhuvigridantite, Bhuri Dajana. At once, he jumped up, meaning not so, but, oh, who is he? And his ear, where so much nectar, who could not expect so much and very fine, qualified nectar was coming. So who are you? And giving this nectar. Then he did his mercy, felt his mercy to Prataparudra. It seems that this sloka is so beautiful than any one of that chapter. But really it is not so. What is sloka tatte sujata charanam varumham stuneshu and prajabhanau kasam vyaktirangate dhinahan stalam vishwamangalam tajamanakacha natap sihatmanam sadan hi durujan this is sloka and rahasya samvidu हृत्सयोदयं प्रहसिताननं प्रेमवीक्षणं विहरणञ्चते ध्यानमङ्गलं बृहदुरस्यो वीक्षधामते मुहुरति स्पृहा मुह्यते. This is a slok of 100 and 100 times more and more sweeter. Not only one source. In that slok only the praise of Krishna pastimes is given. Tava katha amritam, it is amrit. But what these harikatha are, these are harikatha actually. Rasa sambidam we have explained. What are they? One of
The intimate conversations we had with you.
What intimate conversation?
Just the eyes.
Give a little. No? Krishna is telling, what should I give? Oh, you are certainly a very good doctor in the whole world. You are Bhishaka Ratna. You know disease more than us. You can have your hands here, fingers, and you can know what is our disease and what should be that medicine. Krishna takes his hand, fingers, and as soon as he touches, what happens? Like so, Rahasya Samvidam, so many dialogues. No. Why you have come here? You have called? No, I have not called you. Why you came? Oh, you have called? No. Navari tree? You have played on float? Yes, I played on. In that you called us? No, I have not called you. Oh, you have called our names? And that is why? By that you have taken our whole heart. These are my precious, valuable wealth. And you have what? Chori kar liya? Stolen it. And you have run away. So we are running to catch hold of you. Please return us. Krishna says, I have nothing. No, you have. If he will not give, he will not return. Then, so many discourses. So, these are sanlap. Rahasya samvidam. Hrishya udayam. You are seeing your heart. How you are seeing? What is there? Palpitating. Your heart is. Why? Because to have us, association for us. These are all things. Five things, five arrows. So, I think that the class of the last three slokes, Surata Vardhanam, also that slok, Kalasi Jada Vrajat, Chara Yan Pashu. These are especially the modes of gopis and also the pastimes of Krishna. So I think the grade of these slokes afterwards, after Tavakathamrita, is most upper. A slok before Tavakathamrita are ordinary type, but here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what become so sensitive and become what?
Excitement.
Overwhelmed.
Everything he remembered. And the Asasattvik Bhav, Vyabhichari, Vibhav, Anubhav, everything came in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a jwalit. Jwalit means in light. So I think, I just find from my very little heart that actually these last three strokes are so much valuable. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard these strokes, Rasa Samvidam and Sugata Vardhanam and Yatte Sujati Charanam Varuva, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Counterpieces.
So these are very valuable things. But our heart are not valuable. We are not in that great to remember these slokas and to explain. If in hundred and hundreds but we will be qualified by the grace of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami and his
associates,
then we can understand all these things in a right manner, other wrong. We want to read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Vishnu Tosni, we have told. Again a slok one time. Yatte sujata charanam varuham sanesu bhitasanai priyadhi mahikarkase tena tamim matasi tadabhyathatena khinse kurupadidhi bhamati dhirbhavadadusam. O Rasika means? Oh?
Dear one, dearly beloved.
Dear beloved. No, Rasika. Rasika is Rasika. O Rasika. What you have begged? Two things they have begged. One thing. Medicine for their heart. You want that? You should serve my lotus feet. No? Putting both lotus feet on your bed. So it is not possible. These feet are walking in Vrindavan, in cow grazing, and they are fully satisfied, and they have no time to come. So, I will not keep these feet there. I have no time at all. Then, gopis began to weep and chant this slok. This came as a sorrow in their heart, and they began to weep and tell like so. You know that in India, women weep telling everything in their songs. We cannot distinguish between whether they are singing or weeping. No? In foreign countries also like so? No? No, you can tell.
She can
only silently up to here. No sound. But India, a woman will be expressing their ideas in a very sweet padya. Padya means
bhaar.
Huh?
Bhaar.
As it has been told in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, that when Gop Kumar went in Vrindavan, he heard something, very good song, and he followed that song. And he came, when he came nearer, he could not decide whether this song is weeping or in very pleasant mood. He could not. When he went in the kunj, he saw that his guru is chanting and waiting from here something coming, here also, and he is senseless and singing. So sweet. But he was waiting. So gopis are waiting here in very sweet song, but they are waiting with tears in their eyes. Yatte sujata charanam varuham stenir. Oh, you be very carefully, keep your lot's feet gently, very
gently,
carefully to our heart. Why in heart? Because this is the best part in our heart, whole body. If anyone has anything, very good thing, he wants that it should be kept in his heart. That told two times and so many times that I told you yesterday, that the Krishna is their pran of pran.
Life of life.
Asava?
Pran.
Dhritasava. In first sloka of this. Dhita. And in last sloka also, in this sloka also. Bhavada yusai. You are our life. So, there is no question of feet and mouth and hands and head of life. Life is life. So you are your life. You are my life. Your feet are also my life. Your everything is my life. So we want to keep our life in our heart. And want to suck very gently, smoothly this thing. And you are running here and there in Vrindavan, in so much karakas Vrindavan. Karakas means a very rough Vrindavan, where chief stones and other, pebbles and thorns are there, and you are going here and there. Jiva Goswami has told that there is no fear for this. The stones and thorns in Vrindavan. Because Vrindadevi has arranged everything that there is no thorns and no these pebbles and etc. Nothing wrong, anything wrong. He has decorated Vrindavan because Sri is there. In first sloka, kya asking?
Jayati Tedhikam Janmanadaya
Sayati Indira. Here. So, where is Lakshmi? No need of all these things. It is not a marubhumi or hilly place. Very in Vrindavan, very gentle everywhere. So, but it is the kasha, it is the swabhava, it is the nature of any premi, that he always thinks opposite to this for their beloved. So they are telling so. Hi, alas. You are so much extraordinary dear sahasi.
Bold.
Bold. What is? Bold, what he has been written? Excellent.
Daring.
Daring. Daring. If Krishna tells that, why you are fearing? If I walk in Vrindavan? No? Why you fear? Karkaseshu. Karkaseshu means there are not only gopi, one gopi. There are thousand and lakhs of gopi. They are telling that your lotus feet is so soft, more soft than any lotus. And we हमलोगों अनुभूति है, we have a realization of this, that how soft is your lotus feet. We keep in our hand and take it in our very soft breast, but when we do comparison, we think and we realize that this your lotus feet is less and less times more gentle, sweet and soft than our this, with in comparison to our heart. Our heart is not carcass as cables and all things, we know, but yet in comparison to your lotus feet, we see that our heart is not so much soft and qualified. So we keep it very gently and very carefully, so that you should have no pain. Now you are roaming by this Krishna tells that if you know that in comparison your heart is so much carcass, and your and my feet is so much soft and gentle, then why you try to keep it there? Oh beloved, we know that if we keep it in our breast, we'll have so much happiness, so much happiness. We know. That is why we want to keep it here. We know that we are always unhappy by doing so, but we know that you will have surely some happiness. That is why we do it. And when you keep it here, then we forget all the sufferings that we are thinking there. And we only hum log sukh ke samudr mein dub jaate hain. We emerge in the ocean of happiness. Why? Because we see that you are getting some ananda there. Happiness there. That is why. If you know that you are getting a little sukh by in or any behavior or in any other thing, we become so ananda, so ananda. Krishna is himself, Atma Ram, and Atma-kam. No? His ananda is so much that there is no chance to vriddhi hona, increase. Because it is unlimited. But when it has the association of Radhika, yet there is no place to increase. But yet it is increased. So, Krishna is beautiful, but if there is not a Radhika, then he is only Madan. And if he is with a Radhika, then he is Madan Mohan. Raghunath Das Goswami has told anywhere that I will not go anywhere out of Vrindavan besides Radha Kund. If the deities of Krishna are there, you are himself in the form of a deity, you are there. Where? In Badri Narayan, in Dwarkanath, in Puri, everywhere. And Vaishnava are telling so much Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. And they are very rasic also. But I will not go living Srimati Radhika here to any place. If Krishna calls, that, oh dear, come on, and set my lotus feet. If Krishna is telling, yet I will never go, because Radhika is not there. But if I heard, will hear, that Radhika is there also, in ordinary sense, she cannot go there. But if he has become mad and out of sense, and if he has gone anyhow to Dwarka, then when I will hear, I will go, I will fly away more than Garud, whose flying rate is more than mine. I will at once fly away and go there. Here there is a thing to discuss. Radhika has gone to Kurukshetra, no? Living Vrindavan. And we also read in Brihad Bhagavatamrit that when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, and from Mathura he went to Dwarka, Krishna. But we also know that the Krishna of Kurukshetra and Dwarka were not Nandanandan, you know?
Expansion of Krishna.
And Dwarkadhis came to Kurukshetra, and Radhika went to Kurukshetra. It is vivid in Srimad Bhagavatam. You read it. It is vivid that she has gone to meet Krishna. And by Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we also know that Krishna was not Nandanandan, Radhakant, but he was Prakash of Krishna, Devaki Nandan or Vasudeva Nandan. No? But we hear that also written in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In no Vrindavan, not Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in Lalit Madhava, that Radhika in the
form of substitute
separation mood, when Krishna went to Dwarka and Mathura, Srimati Radhika went to Khelanban, and she drowned in Jamuna. And by the rays of sun, she went to Surjalok. No? That is there given. But what became after that? The author is silent. But he has told that from there, she went to New Vrindavan. No? And there he met to unki badi rani 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 Rukmini. No, anyhow Rukmini saw that, oh, so beautiful, wonderful, beautiful this young girl is. If Krishna will see her, he will not love me so much. He will attract her to her. So he wanted to escape in the sight of Krishna to this new girl who came from this sun lok. No? And this was Saptabhama. No? And he kept hidden. But anyhow, Krishna saw and at once fell in the lap of that young lady. Rukmini tried so much that she should not be in the sight of Krishna. So Krishna should not see. So, in separation mood, she went to seaside, to ground. And at that time, when he was about to jump in sea, seeing that it is Yamuna, Krishna with two hands cut hold Radhika. Hmm? Radhika thought that there are two very black snakes full of poison and they are about to cut me. But here the five, they are not cutting me. So she was thunderstruck. She could not imagine that Krishna is here. After that, when Krishna did like so, and he came in senses, and he saw Krishna. He fell down in the breast of Krishna. Rukmini saw, and oh, I was doing so much trying to separate them that they should not see each other, but it became so. Now they should be married. Then he did proposal and at last they were married. Here we see that the young girl, Kishori, who came by the sun rays to New Vrindavan and who went to Kurukshetra. Who are they? There are three Radhikas. No? Three Radhikas. One, the daughter of Brishmahanu Maharaj, Kirtikar Kanya, the girl of for a moment. And for Krishna it has been told that Krishna never goes a step out of living Vrindavan. For both it has been told. Krishna never goes and Radhika never goes. So Nandanandan is a root of all expansions. He is main root. And Srimati Radhika, the Kritika Sundari's girl, daughter, or the Sthanu daughter, is the root of all expansion. She never goes out of Vrindavan. She does not think that Krishna has gone anywhere. But for some time, she feels separation like Krishna has gone to any pravas. Pravas, you know? There are so much separations, sankhipta, sankirna, samriddha, and so many. For very much time, for years and years, this is sudur pravas. In daytime, Krishna goes to cowherd. This is also a pravas. It is a very little pravas. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is sudur pravas. Sankhita pravas, Radhika and Krishna are both there. No?
Yes.
But man has come as a wall between them. Being there, and they cannot talk, meet and anything. So this is also separation, pravas, like pravas. So when there will be very long distance pravas of time, and when they will meet, it will be very happy and anandadayak. So here, there are three things. In Vrindavan, Krishna and Radhika live here. But not long separation, they think. They are thinking that I am in Suryakunda, Krishna is coming from Kusum Sarovar, and we should wait. They are waiting. Or Radhika has done man. So these separation are like so. But Radhika never thinks and realizes that he has gone to Mathura and Dwarka, because he is always playing with Kamal trees. Telling that, oh, he is Krishna, and embracing, and talks, and his sila, and he does decoration and singar and all these things. So Radhika lives every time here, no going. There are two prakars. One separation mood, and other is in meeting. Diyogini or yogini?
Sanjogini
and Diyogini. Sanjogini means rightist. No? Rightist. Diyogini means Bama.
Kama, Bama,
No? In Sanjogini and Diyogini, there are two prakash. Prakash means
manifestations
of Kritika Sundari, Kritika daughter. One Sanjogini and another Sanjogini goes to Kurukshetra and it meets. And Diyogini, when Krishna is there, then Diyogini Radhika goes there to meet. And there she is Diyogini. Radhika never goes to Kurukshetra. Understand? So many persons question, why Radhika goes to Kurukshetra, living Vrindavan here, if Krishna does not live Vrindavan? Why she went? But the answer is that Radhika never goes, but his two prakash. Prakash means?
Manifestation.
So one lives in, Diyogini lives in Vrindavan, prakash, and he may go to new Vrindavan by the Surya Lok, drowning in river Jamuna, in Khelan, and she went to Surya Lok, and from there she went there. No? So Radhika never goes. No? Here, this all should be remembered in all pastimes. Without it, we cannot do any samanjasya. Understanding? Your sound has been very very precious. Here Vishvanu Nandini, Kritika Sundari is telling, or her sakhis are telling, Yatte Sujata Charanam Varuham Kali. Especially Chandravali metal this. Chandravali also metal this. Because it is something like a Dakshinya Bhav. But it is not Dakshinya Bhav totally. When we see that it is seen in leftist form. So Radhika metal also. Why you are willing to keep it here? Because we know that you become tripta. Tripta means
satisfied.
Keeping your feet here. And there are so many things that cannot be told here. You should know by your chanting and by your bhakti bhav. Understand what I am telling?
Yeah.
You should not try to know it by anything, but by your experience. What gopis want. So we want to satisfy you, and that is why you keep it. But if you know that your heart is more carcass than my feet, then why you do so? Oh, thinking so, we want to austerity to Brahma. But Brahma is like you. Both are in same nature. Brahma wants also to give us suffering, and you also. So if we do austerities to Brahma, and we ask Brahma, we beg Brahma, so that he should make our heart so kumal,
soft.
But we think that he may make it so kumal, but you have no
satisfaction.
So we don't beg this to Brahma. But when you keep it and we keep it in our heart, two things are there. Happiness, we become happy because you become happy. No? And we become sorry, because when we see that it is so much
hard.
But when you are satisfied something a little, that we see and become so much happy that all sorrows and everything goes away. This is a symptom of Mahabhav. In Mahabhav, there comes any time when Krishna is satisfied, but yet they realize that Krishna is not satisfied. They become so sorrowful. And this is the sign of Mahabhav. As we can take a thing, Krishna was sitting with Radhika in Prem Sarovar. Krishna and Radhika were sitting side by side. And Krishna was doing so, and Radhika was doing so. Na? They were very happy. But in the same time, Madhumangal came. He began to try to enter in lot of feet of Radhika. She became so frightened, and Madhumangal came, and by doing so with his stick, when he returned and told that Madhusudan will not come. I have
driven him away
so much distance that he will not come again. Srimati Radhika was there and Krishna was there. She was in the laps of Krishna. But yet she began to weep and he began faint. So sometimes in meeting also, both of them go so extreme love that they forget all these things. So they become so sorry, feeling separation. So this is one of the signs, symptom of Mahabhava. So Radhika is here, our gopi are all in Mahabhava. None was below this. Now they began to weep and telling that Vidhata, Mane Brahma, those who have constructed our